Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Joe Bates.
Over the Rank You Very Much, and my friend, the theme song, please.
Rank You Very Much. With Joe Bates.
Folks, welcome to Rank You Very Much, the podcast. We rank anything and everything. We find the best and worst of everything that we've ever known in his life. I mean, this podcast has been going on forever, and I still have...
Okay, hey, we're back. Forever.
Does that really do it?
Who knows?
No one knows how anymore.
Folks, you know the podcast. Thank you very much. You've all seen it. You've all seen a few episodes. If you haven't, thanks for watching. This is great. We rank best and worst of everything. Today's episode will be... I think this is like episode 70, maybe.
You don't know the number?
No. After a while.
Doesn't seem important.
Yeah, I don't think it does. I mean, there's milestones that you reach, and I have an Excel sheet with all of them, but I never look at it. Anyways, folks, this is the episode. We're ranking best fictional town. Best fictional town, folks. And as always, I have two special guest experts. To the right of me is one of the rare, the few, the proud, multiverse travel agents, Will Martin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for being on the show, Will. I can't tell you how happy I am to have a multiverse travel agent. In your job, what do you find most popular demand? Where do people really want to go in the multiverse?
People like going places different. You know, so
yeah, they do like going places. Nobody goes to a travel agent and goes, can I go home?
It's always what I find.
That is part of it. You do send them home as well.
Send them home. Well, that's, I mean, people say travel agent is all about sending people away. I say, well, you got to get back home. Don't you? So it is important. People love, if they live in a city, they like going somewhere tropical. If they live somewhere tropical, they like going to a city. But then they go back home.
That's the key.
Don't they?
Isn't all travel just a way to get back home?
Yeah,
okay. Well, thank you so much, Will. I appreciate it.
I have a motivational poster that says that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have a motivational pamphlet. I can carry it.
That's
you nice. Can't carry posters.
That's true. Unless they roll up.
Anyway, folks, the love of me is another special guest expert. You may have never seen him, but you probably read his book. He's the author of Really Big Pipes, Infrastructure Problems of the Mushroom Kingdom, Aaron...
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's almost how you shake hands.
It's a firm handshake. I just don't close.
Okay.
That's the key.
It's unsettling.
So what is your background for you to be able to write such a book about the infrastructure problems of the Mushroom Kingdom? Where Super Mario is, folks, at home?
Well, I mean, some people might remember me as the guy who repaved the Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah.
Well, look, it looks great, not super functional.
No, it's malleable.
Yeah, so it's too soft. You can't.
It's very malleable.
You can't make a road out of gold. Even the hard gold, it's not good enough.
Even the hard gold.
It's too brittle.
Sure. Yeah, that's. But if you knock out a piece, carry it on. Guess what? You get yourself a nice dinner.
Yeah, that's where all of those potholes are coming from. Too.
Yeah, that was a big pothole problem. When it's hot, then cold, and you know how it goes. You know how it goes.
These people at home they understand gold roads. Their audience is well to do. These are not paupers.
These are not paupers at all. Oh, folks, you got John Moores watching. We're in Raleigh, North Carolina today at the Oak City Comedy Festival. Let me, is this yours? Okay. I'm going to tell you the list of best fictional towns we'll be ranking. And we start with Gotham, Springfield, New York, South Park, Los Santos, Pawnee, Valhalla, Gondor, Cloud City, Stars Hollow, Metropolis, Atlantis, Mushroom Kingdom, and Hyrule. Now, this is a solid list. You probably sent that people everywhere on this list, huh? as a multiverse traveler.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, thank you. And you've been to Mushroom Kingdom.
Oh, certainly.
Oz is on the list. Well, yeah. You should have added it. guys, we're going to start off with everybody's favorite thing, the veto round, where we each go one at a time to take one of these items off the list that we don't think is the best fictional town. And as always, we start with the oldest person here, Will Martin.
I'm going to veto Gotham.
What? How are you going to... But...
What? Because I... Is it... What?
But God?
And then...
But then that...
Donut?
Joker. Two-Face. Yeah. Okay, why?
Well,
it's improv.
As you know, God, traveling is all about coming back.
You're still talking that way. I never learned how to talk otherwise.
Traveling is always about coming back home. And anytime I send anyone to Gotham, they do not come back. Essentially, every time I send someone to Gotham, they are either incarcerated in Arkham Asylum, or they are recruited to the Bat family, and they never return.
No henchmen?
No, yeah, well, sometimes henchmen.
But they're incarcerated. The Bat family, they have a long cowl.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good place to watch from afar.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting. Gotham Live is one of the...
It makes a great setting for a reality TV program, but I sure wouldn't want to live there.
I was thinking about this the other day in Gotham. So, I don't know if you guys know this. Bruce Wayne is Batman. I don't want
to...
Spoiler
alert.
You're pretty sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Why do you know that? What it
same was. Lips. Same exact
same
lips.
Same lips.
I would agree
with
those
Joe
lips.
Bates, the author of Lips.
Lip man himself.
Lisp. A journey into dyslexic lips. I'm fun. And but Bruce Wayne owns Wayne Corporation, the biggest company in Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
And all, you know what the second biggest employer in Gotham is?
The Joker.
The
henchman.
I was going to say, maybe the asylum.
The asylum, yeah. So your job is either you don't work for Wayne, you can't work anywhere else, because every time he's a competing company, Batman destroys the company. He found a reason why they're evil, and he needs to destroy the company.
I see. It's almost like if you really wanted to solve crime in Gotham, that you would raise the living wage to the biggest employer and pay these people well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Crime from a... More
are you sure it's not giving the mentally ill concussions? Because I think it's giving the mentally ill concussions.
Like in football, or just
NFL, you know, there's a whole big controversy. I don't want to hear a big controversy.
Oh yeah,
yeah, with concussions. but yeah, so Gotham wasn't going to win. We all know Gotham wasn't going to win. You know, they don't know unless. Do you think someone just like likes puzzles and they accidentally solve one of the Riddler's puzzles and then just gets murdered? He just gets in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And he's just like, oh, nice. And he like, it's like a Sudoku.
Yeah.
And he just, oh yeah, I got this. And then it like springs a trap.
The Riddler does Sudokus. Is it Sudoku or Sudokus?
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
And when you ask me, I'm wrong.
Aaron, you're up next as the second oldest person here. Who are you taking off the list as not the best fictional town?
I gotta lose Los Santos.
Yeah, well, you can't spell lose without Los.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
I
don't want to go too far here, but when I look for a place to be, I would like to be able to walk down the sidewalk without getting hit by a car.
Agreed, but in that town, if you get hit by a car, it costs like $10 in the hospital.
Sure.
And you're back
which
out.
Which is nice.
And actually, the best model of healthcare ever, the more money you have, the more it costs for the same exact thing. So if you have $1 million, it costs like $5,000. You have no money, they just do it for free. There's no better healthcare system
than
Grand Theft Auto. And they all help it. Everybody goes
That's
through it.
That's true.
They come back and they lose your guns. Actually, you keep your guns. You go in with a bunch of guns.
That's actually concerning. That should not be the case.
The hospital wants people to come back, you know? It's like the travel industry. It's all about coming back home.
All about coming back home.
But the home is the hospital bed.
Home is the hospital. That's sad.
The home is the hospital bed. But if you're in a cutscene and get killed, you do stay dead forever. That is true.
What?
Yeah.
How do you get killed in a cutscene?
If they're in a cutscene and someone kills a guy.
I see. You're talking about like a glitch.
Oh no.
We're like, oh, you're in a cutscene, but someone hits you with a car. The game just ends.
No, I meant the other people. Yep. Your guy's gonna be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you never see any of the other people go to the hospital. It doesn't matter. Everybody's doing better today. So yeah, Los Santos, I get it. A lot of crime. You don't like it.
I mean, you can just being hit by a car walking down the sidewalk should be a rare occurrence.
Yeah,
it seems like it's pretty much
pretty consistent.
It seems like it's a. You almost sometimes you get the feeling that people are just doing it for fun.
Yeah people. Are, it really does seem like a walkable city for a city where you get hit wherever you walk.
Sometimes it seems like these people aren't even really going anywhere or doing anything or even like accomplishing any sort of mission, and they're just out there hitting pedestrians, which is entertaining, but no way to live.
All right, that's fair. Grand Theft Auto Los Santos, you're off the list. We are continuing down with me, the host, going up next. And they took off the two easy ones. I get it. That's fine. Here's the deal. Best fictional town. I'm going to take this one off now because it just seems like a regular town with regular people. And literally, I could do that in my reality. So I'm not going to go there. I'm taking off Stars Hollow, which is from Gilmore Girls. If I wanted to see, women snip at each other, I'd go home and see my sister and my mom talk to each other, and they snip. Snip, snip. Not as witty.
Sure.
Just more snippy.
Snippy.
Little snaps. Little snip snaps.
I was taking a bath.
Now, your sister. Now, your sister and your mother.
Yeah, I know.
Did they ask about me?
Okay, it's 2018. God damn it.
Yes.
Concussions are such a problem.
Did you see the film with Will Smith?
Yeah, Men in Black.
Yeah, no, A Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, gotcha. He dies in the end.
He does.
That was his pursuit.
That was his, and it's all of our, I'm sorry.
Oh, the Concussion movie where he did the accent.
Yeah. Wow,
West. He stole
the National Treasure.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that movie. Nicolas Cage, Ghost Rider. So good.
Ghost Rider
fans. Let me hear you.
Ghost Rider 2, Book of Secrets.
I never watched
that movie. Because this is Ghost Rider in a book with a flaming skull. That's a good secret.
2 hours. Just that.
Oh. Goofus never turns out well. The ghost.
Was there Sudoku in there?
I never saw the Concussion movie, but his accent was very off.
Yeah.
I kept waiting for him to say, "I'm the doctor now."
Ghost Rider, Book of Secrets. He's a ghost writer for the Book of Secrets. Yep. He wrote it. That's the biggest secret.
Is
of all.
Ghost Rider, and then he turns.
I'm the Ghost Rider now.
It's like Troll 2.
It's Troll 2.
Where it's not. And they're like, wait a minute, and he sees him backwards in a mirror. It's like a big reveal of the film. Wow.
The villain in God.
You do kind of look like a composite of most of the characters.
I get that a lot.
You get that a lot.
Every day.
From the characters of the Troll 2.
Yeah, which is incredible. We're all best friends.
Troll 2, the villain is vegetarian.
Just like real life.
We should have put fucking Nolbig.
Yeah, Nolbog.
Nolbig.
Noblog.
Noblog? Yeah, Nolbog.
Nolbog.
Nilbog. Nilbog.
Nilbog.
Nilbog.
Nilbog. That would have been VTOL.
I hope somebody joined in right where we're just.
Nilbog.
Nilbog. Nilbog.
What is this weird racist thing?
I am Groot. races.
No, so, like Milbog. Milbog.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyways, we're going to start next round of Vito to get past that. Concussions are a problem. back to the travel agent, because he is the young. In the second round, we start with the youngest person here, Will Martin. Woody taking office of Vito this time.
We're still vetoing?
You're still vetoing. We do two more rounds of this.
Two more rounds. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I forgot to mark off.
It actually is a secret.
I'm going to say, now it gets harder, doesn't it?
It does get harder. The list whittles down, a lot of people find out that it's not as easy as before.
Valhalla is the god?
Norse gods.
Norse gods. Yeah. So I'm keeping that. I'm going to veto South Park.
South Park? Why are you vetoing South Park?
Because it just seems crass.
Yeah, it seems crass.
A little bit looting. Crass town, a little looting.
Looney Tune.
But it's not Looney Tunes. It's a different cartoon.
Tutti Frutti Looney Tunes. I wrote that.
Itty Bitty Purple Dot Bikini.
Concussions are a problem.
They sure are. I think South Park, everyone likes to travel to South Park when they're like 14.
Yeah.
And then I've never had an adult be like, I want to go to South Park.
Yeah, it just seems
it's cold.
Like, in the longer South Park exists, the crazier the town gets.
It's just too much.
Shaka Town? What's that? Shipa? Shitown?
I don't even know what your goal is.
Yeah, you're...
Do you know what... It doesn't matter. The Whole Foods thing. It doesn't matter.
No.
I'm just letting you guys know that I'm wrong. But Will, you're taking South Park off.
South Park.
Too sure. Crass. You don't trust the people.
I don't trust the people.
I get it.
And that one kid always dies.
That one kid always dies in a vet. Kind of a little Santo situation.
Yeah, that's kind of a kid. Do you really want to be in a town where there's every day it's like, oh, you're about that kid that died?
Bummer.
Even if it's the same kid.
Yeah,
it's kind of a drag.
God, I wish I knew what he looked like. Anyways. Aaron, Nadell, you're up next as a veto. Take one off that you don't think is the best pick.
I'm going to lose Gondor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, you really upset him.
Yeah. It's just too many hairy feet.
Wow, geez.
Wow, okay. All right. Be cool, man.
Man, 2018.
Harry, right.
Harry Potter. Right. Talk more like Harry the racist.
Yeah, for this one.
Gosh, those kids have been there so much.
They're well-insulated feet. Jesus.
They're well, yeah, please. They're well.
Don't say Harry.
Well, if I'm going to be perfectly honest, I got my fictional places mixed up. And, I thought it was full of hobbits.
No, Gondor is. Is that where Gondor?
Well, no. There are hobbits there occasionally. Gondor is pretty far from the Shire. Gondor is, and this is just because I'm a travel agent and not because I'm also very cool, but Gondor is the human city closest to Mordor. So some say it's the gateway to the west. It's been said.
Oh, St. Louis.
It is very much like St. Louis.
It's exactly.
Let me just say that if St. Louis was on here, I would have gotten rid of it.
Already be off the list.
Man, I need some arch support though, personally, in my back.
Do you want another pillow?
No, I'll be fine.
St. Louis is basically
That's poison. That's a poison pillow. Thank you.
St. Louis is basically like Los Santos if you got to play GTA as the cops.
Oh boy.
Hello, Los Santos.
All the way to the state. Yeah, hey. I wrote that song.
St. Louis goes marching in. Okay.
St. Louis, come on.
All right, well, even though I know next to nothing about it, I'm still getting ready.
Taking care of Gondor. No, that makes sense. The Shire probably would have been a better one because I like that.
Shire's much nicer.
I really like the idea of a house and a hill.
I know a kid growing up that had a house in a hill.
Like, yeah, well, like on the ground, like insulated and stuff.
Yeah. It was.
Was he normal?
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Indiana.
This was a very.
This was the only house like this.
It's unique.
It was rich.
Whoa. So wait, he was rich.
Yeah, his family.
You know, they saved all their money.
His family made all their money and worked for the drug company.
Dirt.
No one knows. No one needs to know where that company is. That's a secret.
Oh. Book of Secrets.
I'm Martin Shkreli.
You look great.
Is that like...
You, You own a Wu-Tang album, and that's your theme song.
Yeah, Bill Murray can steal it. But, yeah, that's crazy. So, like, they don't pay for heating or cooling because the ground doesn't form, right?
Yeah, yeah, it stayed pretty cool, yeah. They also have, like, a big, like, castle tower on the top of the hill.
Oh, my.
Really? Like a, where in Indiana was this?
Bloomington.
Is this like a famous house we will talk about?
Yeah, I think it's fairly famous. Yeah.
I'll have to check it out when I'm in Bloomington because I like weird houses. I own a house. It's a fine house. It's just in the limestone.
You know what I don't understand are when people have dirt floors. Like, I get that they're poor, but like, you built the rest of the house. This seems like all of this is just a wall that you just have to put on the ground.
Just get some carpet.
Like you built the rest of the house, but you can't finish it. It doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it seems like the person that could build four walls can build a floor.
You can laminate it. Laminate the floor.
Mm-hmm. Check out the engineer over here.
I'm fun.
Is that your catchphrase?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what it's been this weekend.
It's working.
I think it is. I think it's all a, as Steve Harvey says, a timing. I'm fun. It doesn't matter.
There it is.
I'm up next, I think. Yes.
Yes.
Because you took out South Park, you took out Gondor. Oh, man, this isn't easy. But I'm gonna continue with the theme. I'm taking off Metropolis.
Whoa.
Look, I don't know if you guys saw Man of Steel. That town,
unfortunately,
town was destroyed.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was the entire city was destroyed, and Superman didn't even build any of it back up.
No.
Can we talk about how bad the Daily Planet, the newspaper,
we
the Metropolis
can
is?
Not talk about
because
it.
Because it's
per contract. We can.
It is a big sponsor.
How is it possible that a room full of reporters?
This is
a room full of reporters doesn't know that one of their coworkers is Superman. One, that's a problem.
I can't stress enough that word that this does not reflect the views of the right.
Bruce Wayne is Batman. That's a Gotham thing.
It's a Gotham.
Even worse. How does Superman, with his X-ray vision, never break an investigative story? How does Clark Kent? Clark Kent has never broken a story in his life.
Good. Good investigative journalism. Real good stuff.
Good reporters.
Real news.
I love the editorials.
Real ingredients. Papa John's.
But you know what? Thank you again,
of course.
Papa John's, for sponsoring the Daily Planet,
which sponsors us. It's all subsidiary.
Yeah, there's only six companies that own the press, and Papa John's is one of them.
It's a good point.
But yeah, no, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I don't want to live in a place that was destroyed.
No, you don't want to live in a place where at any moment you're like, well, I hope this guy saves me. Like, no other city is just like...
What? I'm at the whim of a guy.
Yeah. A god.
Ugh.
Also, if I wanted to kill myself...
Go on.
And I... Okay.
Oh, no. Stop.
Don't stop. But if I wanted to kill myself and I wanted to jump off a building... It's not gonna work. He's just gonna save me and be like, you're welcome.
That's the Incredibles.
The jump off a building and just get saved?
Yeah, right.
Well, then you don't wanna get caught to that high, because then, because you're high enough. And then you jump, and then Superman doesn't save you that one time. Or you get saved by that Crypto, the dog.
So you're testing Superman? That's what you'd be doing?
Just to connect. Get some friends.
Yeah, that's fair.
Get some friends out there.
Just like put your number in his little. Do you think he has a cell phone?
I don't think Clark Kent does. You know, every time I've seen Clark Kent on the phone, he still uses phone booths.
It's always phone booths.
Yeah, otherwise you use a cell phone to turn it. The phone's what does it, right?
Yeah, it's
the phone. He
it
calls
comes out of the.
Yeah, he comes out.
Operator, Superman costume.
He's just been through so much.
He's been through a lot.
All that data.
planet. His planet exploded.
Yeah, well, that's a bummer. Again.
Maybe stay on his, though.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Go back here. Go back to where you came from. Yeah. Soups.
Soups.
Soups. Nice cape. Soups up.
Nice cape.
Up and away.
What?
Anyway, Metropolis is off. Guys, that was fun. We're having fun. We're just two kids and another kid.
Three kids.
Just three. One kid. Four kids without one kid.
Five kids without two kids.
Well, I don't want to get another
five. You're right. I'm sorry.
We are in our third round of veto, and as always, it's our third round of veto with the most middle-aged person here, Will Martin.
Ah, that's me. Great. I'm going to take out...
Before you go, what we have left for best fictional cities, Springfield, New York, Pawnee, Valhalla, Cloud City, Atlantis, Mushroom Kingdom, and Hyrule.
I'm going to take out Springfield.
Springfield? Ooh. Very shocked at this. Some people said Springfield's a front runner.
It's a front runner.
But you're taking it off. Why are you taking it off?
Well, maybe I shouldn't. All right, it's 2018.
You are a travel agent. You're an expert. I'm just a guy. Report the facts.
The thing about Springfield is no one ever wants to travel to just a small town.
But it's not small, then they have literally everything.
Yeah, but it's not everything. You know, oh, that's stuck to your back. That's silly.
I'm reading a comment.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
I think it's a real shame that the camera angle is not capturing the fact that this pillow
is
your back.
Stuck to your back. It's beautiful.
Anyways, just a comment. Gordon Smith said, Pawnee should win because this is Indiana. Well, we are in North Carolina. We're currently in North Carolina. So
I do love Pawnee. Pawnee is a front runner of mine.
But Springfield, you want to take off the list?
It seems too close to nuclear power. Too close to
I love nuclear, but they have literally everything.
They do have a lot.
The nuclear power plant.
If there's anything you don't think they have, just wait a couple episodes.
And then they'll have it.
Literally, the power never goes out in that town because they're so close to the nuclear power plant. You know, the power works well.
Is that a selling point that the power doesn't go out?
I mean, it's not a not selling point, you know? You don't want to go to the...
That's a good point.
I'm not going to Flint.
Sure.
I mean, their power grid is so strong they felt good about blocking out the sun.
That's pretty good.
It's a little strange.
I haven't seen that episode.
It was the one where Mr. Burns gets shot.
Oh.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Season finale.
Maggie did it.
Does he... What?
Yeah.
Isn't Maggie the baby?
Yeah.
How did she have a gun?
That's the one you
A lot of stuff happened. It was just a...
It was a two-parter. The end of one season. Season-long cliffhanger.
Whoa.
A lot of people thought that McDonald's had a thing.
What?
It was a big to-do.
It was a big deal. Who shot Mr. Burns?
In fact, it was so successful that later the producers of Dallas got a time machine, went back in time, and copied it.
Exactly.
Wow.
Do you remember Dallas?
The city?
Yeah, it's a best fictional video.
That's Dallas.
So you're taking Springfield. Why are you taking Springfield off the list?
Springfield, why? Because it just doesn't seem like that fun. It seems like a normal town. Normal town. We've got donuts. Donuts are everywhere.
Gordon says kind of boring, Springfield.
It's kind of boring. Yeah. Absolutely.
That really only the one family is going through a lot of antics.
Yes.
They have everything. They have a giant canyon.
Yeah, they have the Springfield Gorge.
They got a beach.
They have the Springfield Beach.
They got...
Are you just saying Springfield in front of all the things he says?
They got giant redwoods.
That's Springfield giant redwoods. Oh, yeah, you're right. I miss a giant every time.
They got a pretty good bowling alley.
The Springfield Lanes.
Bolorama.
Bolorama! That's the secret word!
Words!
The roof falls down and we all die. Buy and shaving com images. Oh, the guy shared an image. I just read an image address.
you're getting spam in your comments.
I'm getting spam in my comments.
Watch Black Panther. XR.
Have you heard of Black Panther? It's a good movie.
I didn't see it.
Black Panther is the only movie ever that people said they saw it on Facebook and it was virtue signaling.
I didn't see it.
I feel really strong about that one.
The comic book movies generally
my
thing.
Yeah, we talked about that. We saw Solo yesterday.
Which we disagreed on. He Enjoyed it. I was pretty bored.
I like crap.
He does.
Okay, Springfield, off the list, boring town. I get it. I get it. I'm not going to argue with you. Aaron, you're up next. What are you taking off the list as not the best fictional town?
I'm going to lose Valhalla.
Oop.
Mainly...
I was just trying to see what this is.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose Valhalla.
Why are you taking Valhalla?
Mainly because I am not a god, and I feel like I would be a second-class citizen there.
You're a guest. Yeah.
Put their service to the test.
So, yeah, I think... I think 86 is Valhalla.
I didn't think about that. That's a good thought process. Good, I agree.
Just because you're there when in Rome doesn't mean you're a Roman.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because you're in Baha doesn't mean you're a god.
All roads
lead
to Rome. Is that true?
Is that
Rome?
Let's take a road.
Any road.
This seems like an inefficient system to make all the roads go to Rome.
It's all the directions, but there's no less.
Unless Rome is left.
Rome has never left my heart.
Huh.
Yeah. You can't go home again.
He went on one study abroad semester.
You can't go Rome again.
And he says this every day. Rome is never
Rome, left. Rome on the range. Everybody pay me a dollar. I'm up next. As you know, my catchphrase, I'm fun. New York, Pawnee, Cloud City, Atlantis, Western Kingdom, Hyrule.
Wow.
I'm up next. I'm going to take this one off because, it's not a there's some small markets, but overall, I like a nice city. I like a nice city. I'm going to take off Hyrule. It's a beautiful place, a lot of fields,
beautiful place.
I live in Indiana. I want to see a field. I just go outside.
Ha! 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 So you want to go to a different place.
Yes.
Also, there's a lot of weird creatures.
A lot of little
You don't want an Octorok spitting at you.
Troll guys. Some dude named Zelda.
Zelda's the princess.
The
dude is Link.
The dude is Link to
Link
my
is
heart.
The girl.
And
Link,
Link
is the girl.
Is the doctor.
Link is the girl.
Link is the girl.
No.
They're both... girls.
Oh, they're both girls.
They're both girls.
Very progressive.
I'm a girl.
Nintendo.
Which is fine. Hyrule, I'm taking off. Yeah, I don't... Swords and shit. It's back. It's like back in the past. Oh, it is. Who shot Mr. Burns? Who wants to live in Hyrule? Good cut. Thank you, Gordon Smith. Nobody wants to live in Hyrule.
We've done it.
We've gotten to our final five. New York, Pawnee, Cloud City, Atlantis, and Mushroom Kingdom.
Wow.
Surprised that one of them. And making the final five. Now we're going to go one at a time and discuss whether this should be in the top three, starting with New York. Is New York a top three fictional city in your mind?
Not for me.
Actually, hold up. Before we do that...
I take it back what I said.
People commenting and watching right now, feel free to comment a fictional city we did not put on the list if you want to see a fictional city on there we may not have discussed.
Whoa.
Again, we're at New York... Pawnee, Cloud City, Atlantis, and Washington Kingdom. Feel free to comment. Let us know what you think should be on the list. While we're waiting for your comments, Aaron, what's your criteria in determining what the best fictional city is?
I mean, would it be an interesting place to live? I think New York looks very intriguing.
Aaron, I feel like you didn't listen to a word I said. What's your criteria in determining what the best fictional city is?
I'd like it to be livable.
Yeah.
I'd like there to be a lot to do.
Yes.
I'd like to not get killed.
Yes.
Those are pretty much my
those are solid criteria.
Yeah.
Livable, cool, not dead.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Maybe a Blurns Ball team.
Maybe a Blurns Ball team. There is a city on here with Blurns Ball, and it's Mushroom Kingdom.
There we go.
What about you, Will? What's your criteria in terms of the best fictional characters?
I would say definitely not getting killed is high on the list.
Wow, this is a common theme.
I mean, when you think about it, getting killed is like never going home again.
Sure.
I would say getting killed is the last thing I want to do in my life.
I feel the same way.
Literally.
Yeah.
I would also like a city to have a nice parks department, though.
Oh! There's another city with that.
Parks department!
somewhere. I want somewhere beautiful. I want somewhere where the people are kind.
Yeah.
I want somewhere that I can just settle down. You know.
Just settle down. So you want to move?
I want to move.
You want
to
move?
I'm looking for a place to live because you know what? The Multiverse Travel Agency.
Life, not doing great.
It's doing well. Let me tell you, with the internet now.
I will let you tell me.
I've had two. I will tell you. And here's the thing that I'll say. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm interested in the words that are coming
out. You're about to hear from me.
My ears are ready.
I've had two clients in the last 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, one client per year.
Okay.
And so I have to charge them about $50,000 for the service.
Nice.
And that's just...
So you're making what? Like overhead probably only like $15,000 a year?
I'm making about $2,500 a year.
Wow. So how do you live on that?
Can I borrow $2,400?
I live in the office. You can as long as... But then you'll owe... If you take that money from me, you will owe a loan shark. So...
Yeah. And now, since he's in the
world... That's like a street shark that gives
you loans. Yeah, since he's in the world...
And he is a street shark.
He is actually a street shark.
He is a street shark.
Yeah. Is he the toughest one?
He's the toughest
one. Hey, what was the what was the city the street sharks lived in?
Shark City. You ever hear that song, Rack City?
Nope.
Hey, why wasn't that on the list?
Rack City. Rack City didn't make it. It would have been great. Nobody's saying anything. Okay, let's...
The
YouTube comments will be a lot.
We should have Rack City.
Rack City. What about the country of Iraq?
Would you pick Rack City or Rack City?
Rack City, bitch. And,
But not Rack City, bitch?
No, they don't say that. anyways, nobody said anything. We're stuck with our five, which is fine. It's fine.
hey, is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. Okay, good.
Oh, Gordon Smith, Margaritaville.
Margaritaville. That's pretty good.
There it is. That's our suggestion to put on there. Is Margaritaville going to make the top three?
Oh, boy, it might.
Tripped on a Pop-Tart. And
I feel like Atlantis and Margaritaville could conceivably be the same thing.
I think
might be
a conspiracy. There's a Margaritaville in Atlantis.
In Atlantis, for sure. Yeah. Right near the exit.
Jimmy Buffett goes there a lot, you know, kicks up his flip-flops.
Mm.
We're going to start off. New York, top three fictional city. You said no?
I said no.
I say yes.
Well, why do you say no?
I say no because it just seems like too futuristic. It's too busy.
I mean, it's literally the future.
And then why do you say yes?
And they got everything. You got spaceships. You got Blurns Ball. You got aliens. What more could you ask for?
Well,
yeah, you can trap really good public transportation. You just hop on a tube, you're across the city.
I will say that. I like tube travel.
Hyperloop
is the start of it. Hyperloop. Elon Musk making that Hyperloop.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
And candy.
He makes candy now?
That's what he was on, said on Twitter. He said, I'm going to make candy. I don't know. It's exhausting.
Is he Willie Elon Musk? God.
It's fun.
Oh man, my batteries.
I thought he was making
Does Nixon live there? Yeah. Richard? Gordon asked if Nixon lives.
Richard?
Yeah, his head is in New York.
Oh.
Yeah,
so Nixon.
The whole head in jars thing, I think it's
pretty fun.
Yeah, pretty fun. You feed him like fish.
I think that's pretty fun. Well, I'm fun. So you say New York is top three. You say no. What we're going to do now, we're going to put on the cusp.
Oh,
cusp. We're going to keep going on the list and see maybe we cusp. Don't know what we're talking about as the other ones go on.
Love it.
Is Pawnee a top three fictional city?
For me, yes.
For you, yes.
Just seems pleasant.
Yeah.
You know, great Parks Department. Got that new national park.
Yeah.
It does seem pleasant, but... I have a feeling if you actually lived there, it would get boring.
Yeah, you're right. It seems like the most mundane. Like Springfield seems a little bit more exciting.
There's a lot of city council meetings in people's lives.
That is true. That is true.
Like, I don't know if you've ever been to a city council meeting.
No, never once.
Yeah, and there's a reason.
I've seen them on TV.
Because you have better things to do.
I think I've actually had to go to a couple because of my job when I first started working. I did like traffic engineering, so I had to work with the city. So you have to like get their ideas on what they want to do with like different stops and stuff, and it's like, well, this is what we're planning, and they're like, well, what about a tunnel? And it's like, well, we're talking about stoplights. And so now I'm not going to do a tunnel.
I used to work for the public access television
station. Nice.
We covered a lot of government meetings.
Wow. And
there were some very ridiculous characters that would show up.
Yeah.
And give public commentary, and very, very strange. There was
I kind of like that.
There was a...
I kind of find like that would be very fun to go in, like, costume.
There was
and,
a... Oh, yeah. There was a local character named David R. Grubb, who called himself the Indiana Outlaw.
Old Grubbs?
And he would show up and rant at meetings. You can look him up on YouTube. David Grubb, Indiana Outlaw. You can look him up on YouTube. And
what?
There's some good compilations of some of his best rantings
at
government meetings.
What does he rant about?
Well, he really doesn't like the state of Michigan.
I don't know what came up.
He said that the people of Michigan were coming down, stealing our jobs, building fences, and then stealing tools and shipping them back to Michigan.
Oh my gosh. But he himself was an outlaw, so surely he appreciated it.
He would occasionally show up to a government meeting, read off his name and rank from when he was in the military 50 years ago, and then declare martial law. Which I don't think he had the actual authority to do.
I don't know. What was his name and rank?
I don't know his rank, but
that's the key. Was he president?
He was quite a character. He once disappeared for several months while he was in jail because he knocked a 6-year-old off his bicycle for
parts.
I don't know exactly what the newspaper said that he had offered candy to children. And the kid said, "No, you're dirty," and then he pushed the kid off the bike.
So David R. Grubb came into that situation
trying to take a kid
with the tell-all tale of giving candy to a child,
and then pushed the kid.
It was actually easier to steal candy from a baby than give candy to a child.
That's what he was saying, when in Rome. He was later tragically killed in a house fire.
Oh, he's dead now?
He's dead. There's no reason to watch the government meetings anymore.
The way you said that made it sound like you committed arson. Looking around.
I highly recommend searching his name on YouTube and
watching him burn.
Yeah. There's a lot of him ranting at very confused council members, other people being very confused by what's going on. Him burping very loudly in the chambers.
Ah! And they say no burping.
That's the only thing you can't do in the chambers.
Just burp. You can all you want.
You can push a child on a bike.
No problem. As long as you're in the chambers. That's like international law.
It's diplomatic immunity.
Yes. But you can't burp.
Let's go there. We're in the capital of North Carolina. They got chambers.
I went by the capital.
Tax fraud!
That's a magic word! Tax fraud!
Airplane.
Fire.
Why did you say that cursed word?
Daily double.
I like the dynamic here. Will and I have been going real loopy, and Aaron just stayed mellow and strong this entire time. There's no...
He's our straight man.
I'm a fun guy. Bonnie, so you're saying no, you're saying yes.
And your vote?
We'll keep on the cusp.
The cusp
is getting heavy. Top three, Cloud City. Is Cloud City a top three fictional city?
I would say yes. Are we going to disagree again? Cloud City seems
one of them you have to agree on, I would assume, by the amount of numbers.
Statistically. It's opulent, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be betrayed by a longtime friend.
Well.
But you could be betrayed anywhere by a longtime friend.
You can be betrayed anywhere.
In the clouds.
It's sure. In the cloud. Which was the secret word last time.
In the cloud! Oh my gosh, it was!
I think Cloud City. I would go top three.
We got top three here. Cloud City. I'm with you. I like Cloud City a lot. Also, there's a compartment in Cloud City where you can just fall and land on a jet.
That's true.
Yeah, I didn't know if you knew that.
Just a hole.
Just a hole that is connected to, I guess it's on a planet, so you can have openings.
Yeah.
It's not in space, otherwise it would just be real dumb.
That'd be bad. Gas planet. Gas giant.
How far can you fall?
What do you mean?
That's just a grand ass to me.
Who is that guy that did like the Red Bull fall? He like
fell. Oh, he fell from that. You could see the curvature of the earth.
Yeah.
I mean,
Felix.
And
Bungard,
he like lost. Yeah. Yeah, for a second. He Miles Bungard's brother?
Yes.
He started turning and like lost and then he got it back again.
Yeah.
He had time.
But he only, that was like as far as any human has fallen, and it was like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? It was like not that long.
Yeah, it's, I mean.
Like,
wait,
what
really?
Do you think about it? I think that's true.
No, 4 minutes sounds crazy.
Can I look it up?
Yeah, that's
I'm
fine.
I'm curious.
But so like when you skydive, it only takes like 2 minutes?
It's like 1 minute.
Oh yeah, you're free falling not very long at all.
Yeah. Longest free fall, 4 minutes and 36 seconds.
I
oh wait, Felix Baumgartner jumped from higher, but he only had a free fall time of 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Free fall? Then the parachute's a whole different thing.
Yeah, parachute.
Gotcha. Okay, so like if he just fell straight to the earth, though,
he would bounce very high.
So I guess if you fell,
no,
so,
he'd disintegrate. He wouldn't bounce.
Well, he wouldn't disintegrate. Well, no.
No,
he'd
hit the ground.
He'd be gone.
Well, yeah. We're gonna have to solve this on the MythBusters.
A drop buster from space.
Mind buster! It's his last words. Okay, top three, Atlantis. I like Atlantis because I think it'd be interesting. I'm assuming it's a bubble.
Yes.
It's a bubble city.
Underwater.
Yeah, it's not. There's two different versions of Atlantis. One is just it's all water, you can just breathe underwater.
Sure.
The other one is a bubble city where everyone's kind of cool.
Everyone's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, oh, nice.
Yeah. I got sunglasses.
I don't love Atlantis. It's all right, I guess. I don't know. What are you going to do there? Outside all the time?
Well, you're
live in a giant submarine?
We're not going to live. To me, I'm viewing it as a
visit.
Yeah, visiting. Never a weekend.
I'll visit Atlantis. They've got those cool crystals from the film Atlantis, The Lost Empire.
Yeah, you remember that one?
No.
Classic.
Carrots. Why is it always carrots? I don't even eat carrots.
Yeah, it's always carrots.
Always carrots.
What do the seashells do?
Nothing.
Now.
And they go boom, boom, shoo, 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 and they got this cool.
You remember that part?
You remember that?
I don't know. When you say the seashells, I think of Demolition Man.
No, that's what I was talking about. You remember that movie?
I don't remember that.
It was.
It's replaced toilet paper.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger and Arsenio Hall.
That's wrong.
Is that wrong?
That's wrong.
Okay. What movie am I thinking? I'm thinking of Jingle All the Way. No, that was Rick
Sinbad.
Moranis.
No, that's Sinbad.
And Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Yeah, he's the main guy in it.
No.
Yeah.
And Jingle All the Way?
Yeah, it's Rick Moranis.
No,
in a costume.
It's Danny DeVito.
Oh, you're right. I mix those two up all the
Twins.
Time. Twins. Twins is a good movie. That's Joe Pesci and another Joe Pesci. Just two Joe Pescis and Twins.
The role of the lifetime.
But they don't have the CGI. They just have a guy holding a mirror next to them.
Oh my gosh. It's all practical. Back in the day.
They're outside. The
all of their reactions are the same.
Yeah.
Identical.
Well, they're identical twins. But you guys, you know, you've been there. Anyway, Best Fictional City is where Twins is. Twin Peaks. So Atlantis, you're saying not a top three, you're saying...
I'll say top three. It seems like everyone there is pretty cool.
Everyone there is
pretty
cool. So I'll do this, since you like... I'll keep going, because I know how I want to approach this now, because we haven't crossed anything off. Mushroom Kingdom, top three.
3, 2, 1, yes.
Wait, what?
But also, that's his fourth top
three. Yeah, I know, that's your fourth...
Oh.
You like New
no.
York, you like Cloud
no,
City,
like
Atlantis.
He likes.
Oh, you like
Connie, Cloud
and Mushroom Kingdom.
Land. I didn't know I could only choose three.
Well, you're doing
how
the top
three
works.
Okay, well, when you say it like that, yeah. It's very clear. I guess I have to say no then.
So you're saying Mushroom Kingdom, though? You're saying yes.
I would say yes to Mushroom Kingdom.
Okay, that's another cusp. A lot. Only one agreement we've had is Cloud City so far.
Maybe that'll win.
But I think we're all going to go to the next one. Margaritaville, top three.
No.
I have to say no. For your rules. I love margaritas. And I love villas.
We're under the five of the top six to be in the top three, and then you're upset that the rules, you can't have five and three.
Yeah.
It's not soap and conditioner. Shampoo and conditioner. You can't put it together.
Sure you can. Two in one.
Well, not cities.
I mean, Margaritaville and Atlanta could be the same place.
That's insane. Don't follow Joe's rules. Well, Gordon, I know I'm reading it, so I don't know how time you said that.
Joe Bates.
Margaritaville. So you're saying no, and you're saying no.
Yeah,
it's too no.
A little Buffett is fine.
Good boy. I wouldn't want
to leave. Jimmy Buffett was the first concert I ever went to.
That explains a lot.
Name the second.
No.
Yeah. Fins to the left, fins to the right, baby.
Oh my gosh.
My brother and sister.
That explains why when you take your shirt off, it's just a tattoo of a giant Hawaiian shirt.
Mm. Yeah. And then if you look at my back, it's a skin cancer. I'm always out in the sun. I'm sun!
Oh no.
Guns. I'm guns. Guns are a real big problem. no. But yeah, we had a van. We had an Astro van, and on top of the van, we had a TV antenna that was like filmed into the van's body, so it looked like a fin. So we painted our car up for Jimmy Buffett and went there. So like, fins to the left, fins to the right, now, you know, like for Jimmy Buffett. I loved it when I was a kid. I was like seven.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I don't even hate that.
You want to, though.
I mean, I hate you, but not that.
Jesus.
I hate that, but not you.
Well.
Which is worse?
That is worse.
Nice.
Margaritaville.
As one hate.
Alright,
that's on a pop card.
Do we have a top three?
Lost a flip flop. Well, we've got one in and one out. So, this is what I'm gonna do. You liked Mushroom Kingdom and New York. Which one do you like of those two?
I like New York.
Okay, Mushroom Kingdom is off the list. Atlantis and Pawnee. Which one do you like of those two?
I have to go with Atlantis.
Wow! Pawnee off the list, folks! Take that, regular city, that's
sorry
boring.
Sorry to lose it.
I mean, this guy's going to be upset. We are down to our top three. I thought that was the easiest way to do it. Worked out well. You both knew already which one you like better. So we're down to Atlantis, Cloud City, New York. Two pretty futuristic cities and one ancient city.
Mm.
Ancient. Whenever they invented glass, because that was the key. Whenever they invented glass was probably when the city started being around.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the bubble is made of glass.
Yeah, that could be.
I mean, probably pretty thick glass, too.
Thick glass. I mean, that's a...
THICC glass.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was... You got a comment there.
Uh-oh.
Oh! Oh, well! Cloud City, I guess that's true. They don't really show any interesting parts in the city in the movie.
Yeah, but it seems nice.
It's just like the outside is what's interesting about Cloud City. The inside, they have the boardroom.
You want to look at it from afar.
Yeah, the hall, like, it's like going into Cloud City, you're like, this is cool.
This is nice. Yeah.
Then you go in there, like, this is
just far.
Looks like it was
made. You want to fly into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to get a window seat.
You don't want to be stuck in a luggage in the fucking luggage compartment.
No thanks.
You want to
be a dog.
I don't want to be a dog. Not in this economy.
2018.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
You don't want to be a dog. So, I think, I actually like what he's saying, because to me, I think we take Cloud City off as not the top two, because that's the next step, is taking one of these off. To not be the top two, because I like Atlanta's better than Cloud City. I like New York better than Cloud City.
Whoa, that's fair to me.
What do you think? Is Cloud City your number one?
Cloud City? Well, no, I think Atlantis is my number one.
Well, so I think we should take Cloud City off.
That's fine by me.
Folks, we're down to the final thing. Now, usually everybody vote, but this is a rare occurrence where I know exactly what your votes are.
because we've discussed it previously.
Sure. Previously, yeah, when we got to this point, which I enjoy. So, since I'm the tiebreaker...
Since you are the tiebreaker.
I would just like to point out that...
Like, it's just a medal. That's what Gordon said about Cloud City. It's just a medal. good movie, yeah. But it's just
I would just like to point out that a well-known traveler, Philip J. Fry, once went to Atlantis for an episode and decided, you know what, one episode is enough, went back the rest of the series in New York.
That's him convincing me, saying a new New Yorkian went to Atlantis and went back home, which is his job.
That is his job.
So he went to go visit Atlantis.
When I say his, I mean mine.
And he...
he went to go visit Atlantis, and he went home to live in New York.
I'll do you one better. In the film, again, 2004, Atlantis the Lost Empire, Milo, the lead character, plucky with a heart of gold, he leaves New York to go to Atlantis. And what is New York but an old new New York?
And he lives in Atlantis the rest of the movie?
For the rest of the film. And the sequel, Milo's Return.
Yeah, wait, then he left.
To where?
I don't know. Wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah.
Shit. Milo, I think... I'm not sure what that movie is called. Maybe it's Milo's Return. Maybe he wouldn't go back to New York. That doesn't make any sense. Let me look this up.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Milo and Otis?
Oh, yeah, Milo and Otis. The Atlantis years. We're just two drowned. There's two drowned animals. That was the whole movie.
They would have drowned so many.
They killed so many cats in that movie. They threw a cat off a cliff.
Several times to get the shot, right?
That was somebody's job.
Yeah.
Yep. Get it. Yeah. How many cats did they bring? Like, we gotta bring 10.
10 cats.
This is gonna take.
It's always more than you think.
With cats.
You know, we're staying at Airbnb, and I just started reading the books on the bottom here, and there are two books. One is Hitler's Diplomat, and the other is The Hitler of History.
Oh boy.
Isn't Hitler the Hitler of History?
That is crazy. There's two Hitler books. Luckily, me and Aaron are going to be fine.
So true.
But I don't want to tell my girlfriend she's Jewish.
I don't
see the Hitler of History on there.
Hitler of History is the black book.
Okay, yeah. The Hitler of History. That's just Hitler, right? I mean, Hitler is pretty much history.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, sorry for that tangent.
The Nazis are back, but...
So you're saying Futurama has Atlantis in it. He goes there. It wasn't for him. You're saying... That's the one movie.
Yeah.
Atlantis... What?
2004.
2004. Atlantis. What was the full name?
Milo.
No, the first one.
Atlantis is the full movie.
Yeah, the Lost City.
I think it's like Atlantis colon the Lost City, but it's just it's colloquially known as Atlantis.
Colloquially. So you're saying that movie they stay there?
They stay.
So let me ask you guys. You're talking about people. What about the city itself?
Oh, the city itself.
What's in Atlantis?
In Atlantis, everything is delicious. There's all these fruits.
Okay.
And they're juicy. They're like very well animated juicy fruits.
Okay.
And maybe also juicy fruit. I'm not sure. I can't say.
They have juicy fruits.
They have these cool. They all have crystals around their neck.
They have crystals.
And they use those to power their like floaty cars.
Floaty cars.
Okay. Floaty cars. And to my knowledge, sustainable. I don't see any emissions coming out of those floaty things.
So, is there anything to eat in the floaty cars in New York?
I mean, New York has spaceships.
Okay, with that,
space underwater.
Space underwater.
They've got many lengths of wire.
Many lengths of wire.
Ooh.
What? Why do I care about many lengths of wire?
You just do.
Oh, okay.
And then they've got... They had a great transportation system with the tubes.
Okay, tubes. Are like,
they
have tubes?
Alien language.
No, tubes.
Do you have alien languages?
Yes.
They got the Hall of Heads where you can talk to all the people.
Hall of Heads?
No heads.
I mean, heads are pretty good.
Heads are pretty good. Alright, well, I put much thought into this.
Seems like it.
And it seems that everything you have, they have, but everything they have, you don't have. So, of course, I'm going to vote New York, folks! That's the best fictional city! I love the future. I love tubes. Love tubes.
Boy.
You know, the more I think
about it. About tubes, this guy right
the
here.
More I think, yeah, exactly. The more I think about it, I really do like many lengths of wire. That is kind of very appealing, you know? It's not just one link.
Many.
Many. So New York is the best fictional city, which is great. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, be quiet. Be quiet. No, thank you so much. Be quiet. There you go. Guys. Yeah, very fun. Best fictional city, New York. Thank you so much for being on the show. Aaron Nadell is a comic in Chicago. Very funny. Do you have any social media you like to plug?
I mean, it's just my name, at Aaron Nadell.
Aaron, AaronNadell. So find him on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I mean, this guy, he's a big up-and-comer. He's in Chicago. He's doing the club scenes. He's going to be working at Zany's. He's basically working at Laugh Factory. I mean, this kid's got this future in front of him.
Listen to himself, folks.
I love Aaron. But yeah, check him out. Over here we got
what the fuck?
Will Martin, who's
from
Boston.
That's me.
Which is north of here.
Certainly is. Middle East.
My parents are from Boston.
You mentioned it. You mentioned that they like the Sawks.
Yeah, they like the Sawks. Yeah, yesterday. Coffee.
British. yesterday.
My bad. Will Martin, are you a comic?
Nope.
Will Martin is a travel agent. No, he's a stand-up.
I am a stand-up.
In Boston. A very funny guy. I saw him for the first time last night.
That's true. And it was a fine set.
It was a fine set. The crowd was tired.
Odd group.
Yeah.
So many people did not want to see comedy.
In the back, it was a good drinks, though.
Great drinks.
It was a cool venue. I'm being
very
there.
Very cool.
I'll be in Neptune's.
It was a good place for comedy, just not your.
If you look up, though, in Neptune's, it looks like it's the ceiling was made by a fun spider.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We'll see tonight. We'll see.
I think it's going to be adequate. Will, what's your social media presence?
On Twitter. On Twitter, the answer to that question is sad. But the handles are at Mr. Will Martin on Twitter and at I'm so sorry for this, Childless Fun Dad on Instagram.
Childless Fun Dad on Instagram. And then and Twitter, was it Will Martin or
Mr. Will Martin?
Mr. Will Martin. Check him out. Another up and comer. And this guy, he's got a great future. He's possibly working at some clubs in Boston. He's working his way up to it. And he just, you know, all around a good guy, nice smile. So Will Martin, check him out when you get a chance.
What did he play? Did he play the other song, the painting one?
Folks, this is Ranky Ray Munch, the best visual city in New York. Thank you so much for watching. Aaron Nadell, Will Martin, I'm your host, Joe Bates. Follow us on Facebook, like us on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, like us on Facebook. Thank you so much for everything. You guys are you're all gentlemen. Thank you very much.
With Joe Bates.
You're welcome. No!